News. I'm Corey Myers. Former President Trump pleading not guilty to trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Trump appeared in a Washington, D.C. federal courtroom yesterday following his indictment this week. He's facing four counts, including conspiracy to defraud the U.S. The Department of Justice claims the 2021 Capitol riot was fueled by Trump. Trump claims the charges are an attempt by President Biden to interfere with the upcoming presidential election.
This is the persecution of the person that's leading by very, very substantial numbers in the Republican primary and leading Biden by a lot. So if you can't beat him, you persecute him or you prosecute him. We can't let this happen in America.
The first hearing in the case, scheduled for August 28th. The man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue has been sentenced to death. A federal jury reached a unanimous decision Wednesday that recommended the death sentence for Robert Bowers, and a judge handed down the sentence yesterday. Bowers convicted in June on more than 60 charges in the 2018 shooting of the Tree of Life synagogue. Job numbers from July come out this morning, and analysts expect them to show 200,000 non-farm positions added. A number of Tesla owners suing the automaker for fraud after a Reuters investigation discovered the company has been inflating the range estimates of its electric vehicles. That suit, filed Wednesday in federal court in California, accuses Tesla of exaggerating the estimated distance a vehicle can go on a single charge. The investigation, citing anonymous sources, found that the order to use algorithms to give better estimates came directly from CEO Elon Musk. This is USA News.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Warner Brothers Discovery says the Hollywood writers and actors strikes could be holding up their slate of new movies. The media giant said yesterday it expects members of the Writers Guild and the Screen Actors Guild will return to work in early September. CEO David Zaslav told investors, "We've all got to fight to get this resolved, as the strikes could impact the timing of the film's slate." The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the major studios, including Warner Brothers Discovery, has asked to meet with the Writers Guild today to discuss resuming negotiations. Tomorrow, get some outside time for free.
The National Park Service is waiving entrance fees at all of its sites in celebration of the third anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act. The Park Service is reporting the law is making a big difference in the protection and enjoyment of national parks and other public lands. The fee waiver is tomorrow and only applies to the cost of entry. It does not apply to the fees for camping. With more than 400 national parks in the United States, there's one near you. Now, if you can't make tomorrow's event work, there are two more times this year you can take advantage of the fee-free days. September 23rd for National Public Lands Day and November 11th for Veterans Day. I'm Lance Pry.
I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with stay-open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with stay-open design from SC Johnson, a family company.